Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, Len.
Brent broke $87 per barrel last week. Is this rally sustainable?
Well, there are, I think, some fundamental drivers here. There's been quite a few stories lately about problems with Russian output. For example, Indian refiners are now no longer accepting cargoes from Zovkomflot, which is the Russian state-owned shipping company, because of US sanctions. And there's also drone attacks, Ukrainian drone attacks on Russian refining activity are continuing, even to the extent it's apparently, according to the FT, has prompted the US to urge the Ukrainians to stop attacking oil infrastructure because they're concerned about what this could do to prices. And on top of that, on the demand side, the economic outlook, I think, is brightening. We seems like we're reaching the peak in rates and more talk about base rates coming down again. We had the positive news from China we talked about last week. So things on the economic side are looking better. And of course, that's supportive of demand.
Do you think oil could go much higher?
Looking at oil prices, it very much depends on the time frame we're talking about. Now, if we look at the medium term, so say the next 3 to 6 months, we've got to bear in mind that OPEC Plus has got a lot of spare capacity that it can bring online that could dampen out a rally that might otherwise lead to a supply response from non-OPEC Plus producers. The Saudis in particular have got a lot of capacity that they could bring online if needed. So that perhaps limits a sustained very high prices or a significant rally. But over the shorter term, of course, there are all sorts of momentum and technical factors at play and the behaviour of speculative investors. And so we could consequently see a run up in prices before OPEC Plus has time to act. And I think looking at it from that point of view, the levels to consider might be that we've got some trend line resistance in the low 90s, coming from the trend formed around the rally up from the recent lows. Then we have the October high from last year, which is just under $94 per barrel, and the September high of last year, just under $98 per barrel. It's also worth considering the premium of middle distillates over Brent, so jet and diesel prices. Those have been weakening recently, but particularly with disruption to Russian refining activity and the other problems in the supply chain for Russia, that might help support that premium.
Turning to European energy markets, we are now near the end of the heating season. What is the state of the markets?
Gas storage levels are unusually high for the time of year. They're about 59% full versus 55% at the same time last year. But that itself was unusually high after a very mild winter. So more typical at this time of year to be something like 30% full. And of course, this all comes because we've had this mild winter, which has put pressure on prices so far this year. Well, gas and electricity prices have been broadly picking up since the low in the middle of February, though. This is because although there has been an increase in LNG output internationally, there certainly isn't enough to replace all of the Russian gas that has been lost. And so consequently, given that demand has been supportive of prices in Asia and cargoes have been diverted there, that is having an impact on European prices. And also the prices of electricity and gas returning to something like more like normal levels that we saw before the invasion of Ukraine is potentially leading to a bit of industrial demand coming back again. And I think this perhaps also explains why we're seeing correlated moves across the forward curve in gas and electricity, because if you're an industrial consumer looking to turn back on a plant, you want to make sure that's going to be sustainable. And so it's then natural to buy gas or electricity across the forward curve. So I think that's why we then see these correlated moves that have been a feature of the market for some while now.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Len.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the episode, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.